now give the floor to Her Excellency Maria Elena Pires, Chair of the Delegation of Timor-Leste.
Excellencies, Mr. President of the UN General Assembly, Mr. Secretary General of the United Nations, I have the honor of delivering these words in representation of His Excellency Francisco Guterres Luolo, President of the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste. Firstly, I extend my congratulations to Mr. President Miroslav Lajka on his election by the General Assembly, as well as my best wishes of success. And I salute the outgoing President, Peter Sompthon. I warmly welcome the theme of the General Assembly focusing on people striving for peace and decent life for all on a sustainable planet. The conflict prevention and the peace building is undoubtedly the task for our generation, and I am sure that your leadership is able and will move together with the Secretary General, the intense commitment of all, and we will be successful in our common road. It is a happy coincidence that I was given the opportunity to address this General Assembly today when, on the occasion of the 18 years of the arrival of the first personal effective of the INTERFET, the International Force in East Timor. The arrival of that UN-mandated force on September 2, 1999, put an end to the bloodshed and paved the way for us to attain national independence, voted for the majority of the Timorese people at the referendum for self-determination held under the supervision of the United Nations. On behalf of the Timorese people, I reiterate my heartfelt gratitude to the United Nations and to all civilians and servicemen who, under the flag of the United Nations, protect innocence and ultimately save lives. Another happy coincidence is that among us here today is another key player in the process that led to the international community and the UN to shoulder their long-deferred responsibilities. I'm talking of the Secretary General António Guterres. As Prime Minister of Portugal, the action of António Guterres, guided by values and ethical imperatives, was decisive for Timor-Leste to be considered today a success story, a joint success of the Timorese and the United Nations. Mr. President, the recent history of Timor-Leste vividly reminds us that when civil values, on which the very existence of the United Nations is built, take the lead and inspire decisions in the international scene, the UN and international law become powerful and decisive forces to settle conflicts and restoring peace. Timor-Leste celebrates this year the 15th anniversary of the restoration of its independence, which took place on May 20, 2002. Over the last 15 years, the partnerships we have established with the UN, their specialized agencies and development partners have led to important and inspiring results. I am afraid that we reached what few thought possible. The mortality rates of infants and children under the age of 5 have dropped by half. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste managed to reduce malaria incidence from 220 in 1,000 cases in 2006 to 1 in 1,000 in 2012. Today, we have nearly 1,000 doctors trained by the solidarity-based cooperation of the people and government of Cuba. There are doctors in every village of Timor-Leste and several new hospitals. My country was declared leprosy-free by the World Health Organization for the first time in centuries. In 2002, life expectancy at birth was 60 years. Today, it is 68 and a half. We considered, just like health, education a key priority. The enrollment rates in primary education stand nearly 100% of school-aged children and youth. We have recently introduced a new curriculum at primary education level and have given priority to the construction of new schools and the improvement of school equipment, in particular in recent years. The guiding thread of these and many other measures, it is the improvement of the quality of public schools. The progress we made has translated into the Human Development Index reported by the UNDP, the United Nations Development Programme. Over the past 6 years, this index reached, on average, 0.610. In 2002, it was 0.375. Timor-Leste has taken initiatives to value the participation and contribution of women for the social development, including legal provisions against discrimination. Many Timorese occupy several important positions in the government, in the justice system and other public institutions, or the civil society. One-third of the national parliament are women. However, the women's protection against exploitation and violence remains the government's attention, the valuing of its function in society. The most important achievement of the Timorese people over the course of these years was peace building and reconciliation at both national and international levels. Peace and reconciliation were made possible by the vision of the national leaders, by the courage to reject vengeance, and by the genuine adherence and total of Timorese society as a whole to this vision. We have established solid relations of friendship and intense cooperation with Indonesia and Australia. We are working towards further strengthening our relations with the neighboring ASEAN countries, the association to which we have submitted our application for membership. The strengthening of Timor-Leste regional integration is a key priority of our foreign policy. In Timor-Leste, now that peace and stability have been achieved, we are putting our efforts into creating better conditions for economic and social development. This includes, namely, improving the development conditions for small and medium-sized enterprise and the private sector in general, and promoting the diversification of the non-oil economy. We have also consolidated democracy with the last presidential elections, legislative elections of this year, organized entirely by Timorese people. Mr. President, we believe that a key condition for the development of the country is the existence of stability and solid institutions providing quality public services. This is why my country proposed the inclusion of the ODS-16, peace, justice, and strong institutions. We believe that without peace, there can be no development. The relationship between quality institution is a priority for us, which translated into Timor-Leste's commitment to the creation of the G7 Plus group since 2009. The G7 Plus brings together 24 states emergent from conflict or in a situation of fragility. The group's action has had tangible and positive results in the relationships with development partners and in the functioning of bilateral and multilateral cooperation. The mutual advantages of its functioning have been recognized by the parties through the cooperation fragile to fragile in relevant areas such as peace and reconciliation, natural resource management, and public finance stewardship. Many of the G7 Plus member states also had their peace missions to the UN, placing them in a privileged position to being able to share their valuable success experiences and shortfalls requiring improvement. Excellencies, if for no other reason, our national experience taught us valued multilateralism as a privileged instrument to respond to challenges within the international system. But there are other reasons. One of those reasons is the global agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals. The agenda embodies the potential of multilateralism to improve the planet and the well-being of the people, benefiting from the global experience of the Millennium Development Goals process, The success of the new agenda will benefit many millions of people whom poverty deprives of basic human rights. Only dialogue, negotiation, multilateral cooperation, and democratic respect can meet the ambitious goals we established until 2030. Excellencies, the international community faces today unprecedented challenges, which also require multilateral cooperation and global responses. The climate change is already having growing impact on the development conditions of human societies, on the future of the planet. Timor-Leste, on the impact on food security, and among others, is at the core of our concerns and has been the target of several government measures, including within the scope of multilateral cooperation in the CPLP, which we recently had the honor to preside. For the small island states, development island states, the effects of the climate change is an existential condition that requires attention and effort from all of us. Timor-Leste gives top priority to the international cooperation in the fight against transnational criminality at all levels. We, the international community, have the inalienable duty to work to realize the civilizational values enshrined in the Charter and the Conventions of the United Nations. Timor-Leste participates in important multilateral processes for regional and international stability and security. We will continue to expand and deepen our participation in those processes. At this time, the world is facing two large threats to international peace at the establishing of the ONU. This requires the ONU able to respond to the challenges faced by humanity. In this regard, I would like to support the full support of Timor-Leste to the support of reforms led by the Secretary-General, especially in the development of the United Nations in its system of management of peace, security, gender equality, and strategies against sexual exploitation and sexual abuse, and in the recent naming of the High-Level Advisory Group to the Mediation and the Mechanism Against Terrorism. At this time, the world faces two great threats of international peace, the focuses of Middle East peace as well as nuclearization and the worsening of tension in the Korean Peninsula. My country appeals to the highest contention levels in all parts involved in both regions, so measures and initiatives can be avoided that can aggravate the situation. Timor-Leste appeals to the integral respect international conventions and the applicable resolutions of the Security Council. I specifically call for dialogue and negotiation to help dissipate tensions and promote the peaceful resolution of the conflict in the Korean Peninsula. Timor-Leste is in favor of non-proliferation and of negotiated nuclear disarmament. Timor-Leste is in the international process of the signature, ratification of the Treaty of Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, which we expect to conclude in the near future. My country welcomes the prospect of an international intergovernmental conference on migration to be held next year and considers it urgent to improve the coordination of the international community and the quality of the reception of these massive floods of migrants and refugees. It is also necessary to tackle the root of the problem, increasing development opportunities in depressed regions and reducing the motivation for migration flows. Excellencies, the exercise of the rights of the Saharan people to self-determination continues to be postponed. The Sahrawis are peacefully waiting for the parties to comply with the relevant UN resolutions. They've been waiting for 26 years. I also call for the lifting of the Morocco and the legitimate people of the Sahrawi and the United Nations to reach a solution that can assure a referendum for self-determination of the Western Saharan people. I also appeal to the lifting of the embargo against the Republic of Cuba, an anachronistic situation that is massively rejected by the international community. Excellencies, I'm very pleased to inform this General Assembly that Timor-Leste and Australia have made significant progress, decisive even, in the talks about the demarcation of our shared maritime border. Timor-Leste supports the decision made by Asian countries, highlighting the need, the contention by the United Nations of the right of the sea in April of the last year. This mechanism, initiated for the first time in history, brought that both countries have reached recently an agreement, principal agreement, with us central elements for the delimitation of maritime borders in Timor. This result reaffirms our faith that the legal international system, and in particular the United Nations, support all states. It makes sense to see that through the United Nations and its procedures that it is now possible to take the last steps towards our full sovereignty. We hope also that in these times of uncertainty in the world, we can leave a small example, a positive example, to the international community through our success in this process. Mr. President, to finish, I would like to thank Timor-Leste for the multilateral system, where we would strictly cooperate at all levels for the security of national and security, into the support of the international community is valued by our people. Thank you to all.
I thank the chair of the delegation of Timor-Leste.